that Crosby, Stills, and Nash?
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
Mike got that queued up quick for you. So as we were going to the break, you were mentioning the right place to start in your home to save. And you said it's not in the attic, so I'm going to just take a wild guess and say it's an electronic device that magically goes on your thermostat and saves you all kinds of money.
Nope.
No, not that one?
Nope.
A magic electrical device you plug onto your power meter?
No.
Not that one either?
No. Shade.
Shade.
It's your windows. Your windows are where you need to start. If you want to cut your summer cooling bills, do everything you can to shade your windows. Get sunscreens. Get a strategically located shade trees planted. And that is going to be your number one place to start. So we'll be on that topic
plenty
over the next few months. So we'll be talking about that.
With new technology and the introduction of home energy audits in the last 5 years, that's also a great opportunity as well. If you've already got your home shaded and your windows done and that's taken care of, but you're still thinking you could do better, get a home energy audit and it'll tell you the next weakest link in your home's efficiency, and then you attack that one.
All right, we're broadcasting live from downtown Prescott, from the courtyard of the beautiful and historic Haciampa Inn. We're here for the Phippen Western Art Show and Sale. But that's not the end of our travel. You're in Flagstaff next weekend?
Yes, we are. And actually, we were bringing John Eisenhower of Integrity Tree Service, our Talking Trees expert who joins us monthly. He's on the line now to tell us a little bit about what brings us to Flagstaff next week.
Hey, Romy and Rosie, it's really good to talk to you this morning about the upcoming Tree Climbing Championship coming up next Saturday. It's going to be held on the NAU campus. And it's the annual event that we have at various locations around the state every year. And it's going to be a lot of fun.
So tell me, what would I need to qualify to enter this contest?
Well, as soon as you have a certain level of ability in the tree climbing industry, we have a novice event, which is for first-time competitors, which is pretty cool because it gives them one event that sort of simulates all the different activities of a typical tree climber. If you're a veteran climber and you want to join the event, you'll be competing in 5 separate events throughout the entire day, starting at 8 o'clock and going all the way until about 5.
But, John, this isn't just watching kids or amateurs recreationally climb through big, tall trees. I mean, you guys are all weighted down with your tools of the trade, right?
Right. The event actually tries to simulate what a typical tree climber would do in one of their work day. It involves a belayed speed climb, a secured footlock, which is a method of ascending into the tree. There's a throw line competition, which is the ability to set your line in the tree so you can ascend it. And then there's a work climb, which kind of puts you at a certain central location high in the tree, and then you rappel down to various workstations and perform certain events or certain tasks at each location, and then you descend safely. The thing is, what it was designed to do was to provide a fun event for climbers in our industry to hone their skills, learn from other climbers on safe working techniques, and also to help promote safety in our industry by using the best equipment and practicing the best safe work practices.
So you're doing all this climbing and rappelling, and you've got a chainsaw on your hip and your loppers and your shears and your gloves and your helmet and your protective glasses. And
right, you've got your PE, your personal protective equipment, plus your climbing saddle. But no, we do not carry chainsaws up in the tree. We do carry a handsaw that has a blade that's been taped to protect anyone from getting injured during the climb. And that handsaw is used to perform a certain number of the tasks. You have to ring a cowbell that's up in the tree to show that you've gotten to that location in the tree, and the judges can hear that. It's a judged event with judges on the bottom, timing the event, judging your technique and your safety, and it's just a whole lot of fun. It's a great, great event. Every year, there's a lot of prizes given out, and the champion of the event goes on to represent Arizona in the Western Chapter ISA event, which is a regional competition, which goes on to the national competition, which goes on to the international competition. So Arizona is one event among many around the world that occur every spring, culminating in the international competition later this summer.
Well, when they have it at the Saguaro Cactus National Monument, that's the one I'm going to want to go watch.
That would be a lot of fun, yeah. It's a whole lot of fun. What the challenge is every year, trying to find a location that has really large trees and providing some new venues for us. We've held it here in Phoenix, up in Prescott. But this year is going to be really cool. It's going to be on the NAU campus. So come bring the whole family. There's going to be food, fun, and events. We'll actually have some activities for the children, too. And it'll be a great day to spend a Saturday up in the cool pines of Flagstaff.
And we'll get to, we'll interview some of the previous winners. I understand, I believe his name is Dan, and from Mesa, and he wins this like 5 out of the last 6 years or something like that. And you were talking about advancing and going to these other ones. He's even gone to Sydney, Australia to compete internationally.
Wow.
So it's...
Yeah, we have some of the best climbers here in the state of Arizona, Dan included, and there's some really great competitors here. In fact, the climbing competition probably is responsible for honing the skills of some of our better climbers across the state, and we're really happy that we've got some Arizona representatives who've done us proud by representing us in some of the regional and national and then international events.
Are you personally competing?
You know, they had an old climbers competition in the last several years, and yes, I have. I went out on top, actually, the last time I competed a couple of years ago. I won the old timers event for the Western Chapter ISA, and I competed again in Los Angeles 2 years ago and came in third. So I was feeling pretty good. At pushing 60, I was beating some 40-somethings, and I felt pretty good about that.
So are you retired now from the competition, or are you going to compete this year?
Well, we'll see. They don't have the old-timers competition this year. They have limited time, and they're only doing the novice event, which is great because it gives those first-time climbers who aren't really familiar with the competition to get their feet wet in it so that maybe the following year they can get in with the big boys and compete with the others. They have women's events as well, and we're excited to try to promote the women's climbing in our industry as well. There's some very, very accomplished women tree climbers who work in our industry around the world. And
that's going on next week. You can get more information at actc.org. That's Arizona Community Tree Council, actc.org. Mr. Eisenhower, we appreciate it. And we'll look forward to broadcasting live on NAU campus next week for the annual tree climbing competition. Some of the other places have hosted it. Prescott over here at the Watson's Lake has hosted it. Boyce Thompson Arboretum's hosted it.
That would be a good place.
Yeah. Now I don't know that there's any trees taller than the ponderosas, so we're going to the top of the top.
Very good. Listen, y'all are tuned in to Rosie on the House. It's your weekend wake-up call at 8 o'clock. We've got gardeners, landscape master gardeners from across the state joining us. John J. Harper joining us in studio in Phoenix, Ken Lane, and Chris Wellborn joining us up here in Prescott. If you've got a plant you have a question about in the state of Arizona, 8 o'clock's time for you to call.